were two different peoples. One that fears God and one that mocks God. Understand that again. I'll say it for you. Here's your dividing line between our two peoples. One, there's a people that fear the Lord, and there's people that mock the Lord. Excuse me. And I'll go with this. If you wear a face mask, you are mocking God. Simple as that. Because you have given into fear. And by the way, Mike, thank you for playing that faggy song this morning from that group, because I avoided it for 4 days on Twitter, but not on the Mike Church show. He had to play it. There was a line in that. There was a line in it that said, I don't have to fear death anymore. If that's what you're signing up for, folks, you're not a God-fearing person. Because guess what? Spoiler warning! We all gonna die. Spoiler warning. We all gonna die. So you are either on the side that mocks God, Satan shoes, vaccine passports, all this other stuff, LGBT, MAPQ, +++995 rights, or you believe in God, you believe in his teachings, and you believe in the fear of the Lord, so you do live according to what he taught. Now, my man who wrote this article, I already forgot his name, Glenn, is going to talk about political stuff, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Right, there's political stuff, and he's right, because conservatism hasn't conserved a daggone thing. Hasn't conserved a thing. People are still fighting for it, though, because that's all they know. Or their livelihoods are tied to it, one or the other. But what are we really involved with right now? We're no different, if you think about it, than the Kurds and the Shiite and the Sunni in Iraq. We just have, I mean, if you think about it, the Shiite-Sunni-Kurd tensions, we have the same thing. We have two, except instead of three, we have two. Oh, yeah, that's right. Cenk Uygur has written about the fact that there are two different peoples in this country. And yet, one group, Republicans, conservatives, MAGAs, whatever, are still fighting for this theoretical idea that if we just get back into government, the people that made life miserable for 4 years under a Republican president and Congress are just going to turn back to nice people. It's going to be nice people again. We just have to get back in charge. No. No, no, no. That is not the correct saying. If you think that all we got to do is get them peoples back into place, you are... Come on, man.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
That's just, you've fallen for it. You've fallen for the propaganda. Now, I'm going to read the rest of his article, but think about this, you and I. Because the political, yeah, that's a part. But we have to look at it here. Here is the dividing line. Here in this union of states, there are those that believe in God and those that mock God. Once we have that as the foundation, everything else will fall into place. All right, you're listening to the Power Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
Of the day and the narrative that will follow. Arch mundane philosophical advice sold simply.
Welcome back to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, coming to you from the Republic of Texas on this March 29th, 2021. This is your most humble of hosts, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T, if you want to be a part of this conversation at any time. Just jump on in there. If you are a Founders Pass member, get in there. This segment of the program is brought to you by Rosaries. That's because rosaries are awesome. You need to go buy some. Go to mikechurch.com/shop, S-H-O-P. Right now, for some reason, the Blue Lapis Holy Family Rosary is still in stock. Why is it still in stock? What is wrong with you people? To my man in the chat room who's like, oh, we got 58 chats. People in the chatters. Well, after my rants this morning, the fact that I have 58 is still pretty, it's pretty amazing. Either way, go to mikechurch.com/shop, S-H-O-P, grab yourself. Hey, we just had somebody buy some coffee in the Founders Trading Post. Good job, my man. Who's going to go buy a rosary? A rosary from mikechurch.com/shop. The Blue Lapis Holy Family Rosary is still in stock. Gorgeous rosary. I don't know why it is. Or my personal favorite, it's like the puppy that nobody wants, the wooden swirl teardrop rosary. I don't get it. Gorgeous wooden swirl teardrop rosary at mikechurch.com/shop that nobody wants. I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah, maybe someday you'll find a forever home, but not today, apparently, because nobody wants a beautiful handcrafted rosary with a lifetime warranty that's battle-tested. Or you, if you have an idea for a rosary, you can go email sales. I was about to say go to sales. No, email sales at mikechurch.com, and they will custom handcraft a rosary for you. All this can be done at mikechurch.com/shop. mikechurch.com/shop. S-H-O-P. Do it today. So we started talking about In the last segment of the program, gorgeous rosaries are being shown. People who bought them. That Fatima rosary, man. I'm glad you got that one, my man in the chat room. That is a beautiful, beautiful rosary. Really is. But we were talking in the last segment of the program. And Mike Church identified it another way that's been talked about. City of God versus City of Man. And I was talking a different way about how in our society, it's very simple right now, folks. There's two people. There's two groups of people. There's those who openly mock God and those who openly worship God. And that's what our author of this article from American Mind, Conservatism is No Longer Enough, Glenn Elmers writes. That when pressed or in private, many people would now agree. He says two nations. I'm going to say two peoples. Two peoples occupying the same landmass. Because it's not a country. It's a union of states. Let's get back into his article and see what else he has to say. Now, he doesn't mean the millions and millions of illegal immigrants just flooding across the border. Obviously, these foreigners who have bypassed regular process for entering our country, you know, our union of states, and probably will never assimilate to our language and culture are, politically as well as legally, aliens. Aliens, man. The aliens. I'm really referring to the many native-born people, some of whose families have been here since the Mayflower. who may technically be citizens of these United States, but are no longer, and he says, in quotations, if they ever were Americans. Americans. This is where he's going to plant his flag. That's fine. Obviously, you and I are not concerned about being Americans. We're concerned about being, for me, Texans, Mike Church, a Louisianan, for Ashley and her husband, Floridians, and you know, whoever. I'm trying to just think people on the top of my head. If you're a North Carolinian or a Michigander, if that's the case, a Pennsylvanian, a Rhode Islander, whatever it is, that's where you are, not an American. And that's a problem that we're going to have to kind of dissect out.